You're listening to SBS News.
Cyclone Trevor poses extreme danger for communities around the Gulf. Finalise your preparations and have your cyclone kits ready. Know your plan to stay safe as the cyclone approaches and follow all advice from emergency services.
A bleak warning from the Bureau of Meteorologist Dr. Adam Morgan as Cyclone Trevor heads towards the Northern Territory after passing over northern Queensland. The storm's intensifying over the Gulf of Carpentaria. And Michael Gunner, the Chief Minister of the Northern Territory, says prudent action is being taken.
What is being undertaken right now is the largest evacuation prior to a cyclone we have seen in the Territory's history. The severity of the storm, the significant threat it poses, as well as the complications that come with the remoteness of the area, led to the decision to commence evacuations in the area yesterday. It is being well planned, carefully managed, and calmly managed.
The warm waters of the Gulf of Carpentaria and favourable conditions in the atmosphere mean there isn't a lot to stop Cyclone Trevor from gaining energy to become a large, powerful and extremely dangerous cyclone. Dr. Morgan says at the core of the cyclone there may be wind gusts as high as 250 kilometres an hour as it approaches the Northern Territory coast.
Landfall at this stage looks most likely along the Carpentaria or East Arnhem coastlines, with those very destructive winds, heavy rainfall and very dangerous storm tides. Daily rain totals are likely to be in the range 200 to 300 millimetres near the core of the system and around 100 to 200 millimetres a little further afield. Trevor may maintain tropical cyclone intensity for at least 24 hours as it moves inland, with those heavy rains and damaging winds continuing.
Meanwhile, a second major cyclone is heading towards northern Western Australia. In less than 24 hours, Cyclone Veronica intensified from a Category 1 to a severe Category 4 system with sustained winds near the centre of 185 kilometres an hour and wind gusts up to 260 kilometres an hour. As the cyclone approaches the Pilbara coast over the weekend, communities are likely to experience very destructive winds, very destructive storm surge, and heavy rain that's conducive to major flooding, so now is the time to prepare. Senior Bureau meteorologist Andrea Pearce says its slow speed makes it more dangerous, and it's likely to become a Category 5 storm while it's out at sea. It's expected to make landfall on the Pilbara coast.
While it may weaken to a Category 4 just before reaching the coast, a severe impact is likely over the weekend. Gales with wind gusts to 100 kilometres per hour may begin developing around about the coast between Pardew and Mardi as early as Friday evening, so a cyclone watch has now been issued. And given how large and slow-moving this system is, there's likely to be a period of very destructive winds, with gusts in excess of 165 kilometres per hour possible as the cyclone approaches the coast.
Andrea Pearce says locals can expect massive amounts of rain.
Some locations through the Pilbara may record daily totals of 300 to 400 millimetres exceeding their average annual rainfall in just a day or two. So major flooding is likely.
Residents in affected areas are being warned to follow emergency services advice and regularly check in online for the latest warnings from the Bureau. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.